Good afternoon. This afternoon, we are here to honor, remember, and to celebrate the life of Robert Gutcher. On behalf of the family, I want to say thank you for coming today. Thank you for encouraging them, praying for them, the words of comfort and all you have done over even the last several months to minister to them. So thank you very much. Today, we're going to celebrate Rob. We're going to remember him. And I think no better way to start a service in honoring his life than to go before his Savior in a word of prayer as we begin. So would you bow with me? Heavenly Father, God, today, there will be many moments of sorrow and grief. Because, God, we are missing a dear, dear friend, a man of God, a father, a brother, a grandpa, a great grandpa, and a husband. So, Lord, we ask today, in a very real way, that you would be a part of this service. God, that you would extend your arms of comfort. God, that today we would honor Rob in his life. And those of us here and even attending this service online, God, we are here because he impacted our life. So God, we ask for your comfort. And Lord, we ask that you would just let Rob know just how much he is loved and missed. So we commit this time to you in Jesus' name, his Savior. Amen.
Amen. I don't even know what to say, but when we found about Rob's passing, I gave Sherry a call, and she said that he wanted this sung at his service, his celebration of life. This is not death. He is with God. He is alive today, and it's called "It Is Well With My Soul." Many of you probably already know it. If you want to join us, please feel free to join along. The words will be up behind us. You can stand, you can sit, it doesn't matter to us, but go ahead and join us, and it is well with my soul.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roar, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. I sin not in part, but the whole. Is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh, my soul. Well, it the day when my faith shall be signed. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul.
Thing that Rob could pick out a song that says, "It is well." The family's asked me to read for you some things concerning Robert Gutcher's life. They state it is with deep sadness that the family of Robert Hall Gutcher, 77, to announce his passing on June 27, 2025, in Grand Junction, Colorado, following a long battle with cancer. He will be greatly missed by his family and friends. Rob was born on July 6, 1947, in Detroit, Michigan. He grew up and went to high school in Dearborn, Michigan, and attended Michigan Tech, earning a degree in geological engineering. He was married to Sherry in Port Huron, Michigan, in 1972. The family moved to Delta, Utah, in 1982. He was a dedicated maintenance engineer at IPPIPSC in Delta, Utah, for more than 30 years. Rob and Sherry moved to Parachute, Colorado, after retirement to be close to kids and grandkids, probably grandkids even more. Rob enjoyed hunting, karate, camping, and spending time with his wife, children, and grandchildren. He is survived by his beautiful wife of 53 years, Sherry Gutcher. His daughters, Claudette Smith of Grand Junction, Colorado, Christina Cord Simon of Fruta, Colorado, and Simon? I knew I was going to mess up something. Thank you. Simon of Fruta, Colorado, and son Joshua Gutcher of Parachute, Colorado. His 8 grandchildren, here we go, we're going to try this as well. Curtis Smith, Trevor Smith, Trenton Smith, Garrett, married to Sheridan, Simon. Yeah. All right, there we go. Brooklyn, married to Bryson McCoon. Morgan, married to Chris Hubbs. CJ Simon and Alistair Gutcher. Great grandson, Max. Great granddaughter, Delilah. Great granddaughter, Ryan. And soon to be great grandson, Wesley Hubbs. He is also survived by his brothers Gary, married to Sue Gutcher of Michigan, and Paul, married to Wendy Gutcher of North Carolina. Rob is preceded in death by his parents Charles Edward and Sarah Helen Hall Gutcher. As you were, you will always be treasured forever in our memory. Today, we honor and celebrate Rob's life. At this time, the family, a few of them just desired to share a few words. So did you want to come up and share? All right.
Anything without the phones these days. Okay. This message is for Sherry from your sister, Hetty. Hetty sends her love and wishes she could be here in person to tell you of the time she saw how much love Rob had for his family. He was always looking for ways to show interest in what they were doing in their lives, and he did this by being interested in their activities and making opportunities with them. I know he will be missed, but his influence will be evidenced by the way his children and grandchildren live their lives in confidence and kindness. Hetty's sorry she can't be here, but she and Danny just can't travel. I'm Aisha. I'm the baby sister to Sherry. And I just want to say how sorry I am for the loss. The man's gone too soon. But I will say he's the only person in the world that had the weirdest, oddest sense of humor that I like. And I hope you guys, you guys were sending him that stuff. But it was addicting. You could laugh and people would say, "What are you laughing at?" And you'd repeat it and they'd just look at you. But Rob loved it. And I hope you guys keep sending them, because every time I laugh at a horrible bad joke, I'll think of Rob. Thank you.
We have one more back here.
Hello, everyone. I want to say a couple of things about my friend Rob. First of all, brave, courageous, tenacious, determined. And the thing I love best about him is he was introspective. And that's hard for most of us to do. But that's what I really enjoyed about him. And I enjoyed his knowledge. He was very smart. He knew a lot. And so I had a really good time with him. I want to say to Sherry, brave, courageous, tenacious, determined, loyal, and noble wife. That's how I feel about Sherry. Let me compose myself here for a second. What else did I want to say? There is something that I like to say when I lost someone. A person by the name of Harry Van Dyke wrote this. Some of you may know it. And I'm going to paraphrase it because I can't read it anymore. It said, there's a group of people, a large group of people, standing on a dock. And they're grieving, they're mourning, they're sad, and they're crying. And there's a ship out in the distance, and it's crossing the horizon. And they're waving, and somebody in that crowd says, "Well, there he goes." But on the other side, there's also a great group of people. And they are jubilant and celebrating and excited and anxious as the ship approaches. And someone in that group says, "Here he comes." I hope that'll be a comfort for someone. Maybe not. Whatever. I like it. Very, very happy to have known Rob, and I will miss him.
At this time, the family has compiled some pictures of Rob's life that they would like to share with you. And two songs that meant a great deal to him that will be accompanying the pictures. So hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. softly, for my heart would break if you should wake and see me go. So I leave you softly, long before you miss me, long before your arms can make me stay for one more hour or one more day. After all the years, I can't bear the tears. Softly, long before you miss me, long before your arms can beg me stay for one more hour or one more day. After all, I can't bear the tears to fall so softly as I leave you there, as I leave you there, as I leave you.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
What a day that will be, won't it? We get to see our Savior and reunite with our brother Rob. Family's asked me to share just a few words, and I want to encourage with these words. When I thought about Rob's life, I thought, Let's open with death. Where is your victory? Death. Where is your sting? We do grieve today, but we are able to celebrate Rob's life. And we're able to celebrate that because of his Savior, Jesus Christ. Rob right now is with the Lord. The memory cards that you probably grabbed as you came in has two dates. As we saw, July 6th, the day he was born. June 27th, the day he went home to be with the Lord. But there's a dash. And in that dash represents a time where Rob trusted Christ, Jesus Christ, as his Savior. And I believe because he did, he truly lived. And he is truly, truly living now. As I remember Rob, and afterwards, we'll all have times of sharing, and please share those memories with the family. They are precious. But as I reflect back on Rob and just the time that God allowed for me to get to know him, I think of several things. First of all, his laugh. He could laugh. He enjoyed life, and it was addicting. And like someone said, it was kind of crazy what he would laugh at sometimes, but it was so wonderful to be around him because you could see the joy in his heart. I also remember many wonderful conversations around God's Word with him. Oh, he could talk for a long time concerning God's Word. He was passionate about it. I love the times that we would even together grapple over the Scriptures or a theological thought. He was a student of the Scriptures. He was a teacher of the Scriptures. He couldn't help but teach what he knew and loved about his Savior. I recall a conversation not long ago this last spring. I was visiting Rob, and it was one of his good days where he wasn't feeling in as much pain, and I went for a quick visit, and we ended up talking, I think, for 3 hours, and it was a wonderful time. But in that conversation, he recalled a message. A message he heard from a pastor named Alistair Begg. He loved that pastor. Loved listening to that man preach. But through tears, he shared what he had heard concerning the thief on the cross. And when the thief stepped into heaven, they asked him, "Why are you here?" And the thief had no clue. He had not lived a good life. He had not earned the right to be there. All the way up to the very end. But choked up, Rob told me, he said, all the thief could say
is because the man in the middle said I could come. Two of us sat there bawling at the grace and compassion of our Savior. It was one of the most joyous moments I remember with that man. As he pondered the love of his Savior. And Rob said, I'm going to go to heaven because the man in the middle said I could go. I know, we're supposed to celebrate today, right? Well, we can. We can celebrate and grieve at the same time. In fact, Paul wrote of that in 1 Thessalonians. To many brothers and sisters that were mourning the passing of dear loved ones, he wrote to them, but we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. For if we believe Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. That's Rob too. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so, we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, I love these words. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. I love that scripture offers comfort. For those who know Christ as Savior, we find comfort in the words of scripture. The family wanted it posted on your cards there. Rob loved the passage in 2 Corinthians. Reads this way. Therefore, being always of good courage and knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are of good courage. I say and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be home with the Lord. And Rob right now is home, home with the Lord. We're passing through. This life is but a brief moment, but Rob has made it home. He's absent from this body. He's absent from us, but he's present. I talked with Rob one time on John 14. John 14 shares very clearly how you and I can have this hope. Jesus was comforting his disciples who were grieving. Jesus was going to be leaving them. And Jesus said this, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. and you know the way where I am going. I appreciate Thomas's question. Thomas said, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. What a precious thing that Jesus Christ himself would provide comfort and the way. Jesus himself, earlier in the Gospel of John, would say this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. Rob knew this. He lived it. And those of you who knew him for any length of time knew that he believed this. We are closing today with a song that I don't think I've ever closed a service like this with. It's an amazing song. It's a battle song. Not typically what you bring to a funeral. I went and visited Rob, and he was asking about this song. He couldn't remember the name. He said it was about a battle and on our knees, and he was trying to get the words, and I looked it up on YouTube and played it, and he had me send it to Sherry. Sherry, I'm not sure how many times you played that song, but I heard that it was over and over and over. The song is called The Battle Belongs. Let me read just real quick for you. You're going to see the words. And I know Nathan gave the option earlier to sit or stand. I'm not sure you can sit during a battle song. So if you are able to stand, I would encourage you to do so when we sing this. And if you don't know the words, then just listen. But listen to the chorus. It says, so when I fight, I'll fight on my knees. With my hands lifted high, oh God, the battle belongs to you. And every fear I lay at your feet. I'll sing through the night, oh God, the battle belongs to you. See, Rob had a Savior that fought the battle for him at Calvary. And because Jesus Christ fought the battle, because Jesus Christ came out victorious, we can stand here today and declare, death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? I'm going to invite the worship team to come, because this is something that requires the whole team. And they're going to play this song. If you feel and you want to join, I'd encourage you. But what a way to end a celebration of life service where we look at the victory. The victory Rob had. The victory I know he wants each of you to have through Jesus Christ and what he did at Calvary.
I want to echo a little bit about what Jed said there on the song. This song was a song I was even nervous to bring to church on a Sunday morning because I picked a heavy metal version. This is not the one. If you listen to Caleb, this is not your Caleb version. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. I didn't know Rob liked heavy metal. But it's such an energetic song. And you know, Rob fought the battle. That's what he taught me. I mean, we were in Bible studies together. He was here on our Sunday studies, and I could just remember his voice, his booming voice. And like someone said, it's so introspective. And his knowledge of the Bible was so deep. And he made me think, and he taught me so much. But what he mostly taught me, and I don't want to make myself cry, I'm not a good singer in the first place, is to fight the fight to the end. And to fight it with courage and respect and love for God. And that's what he did. And his battle on earth may be over, but those of us who are still here, we still have a battle to fight. But we have a God who will fight alongside us, just like he did with Rob. So please stand and join us with Battle Belongs.
See my shadows.
told you that's a hard song to sit through, isn't it? And like Nate said, Rob fought that battle to the very end. And I am confident when he got to heaven, his Savior said, well done. Well done. I'm going to close our time in a word of prayer, and then afterwards I'll dismiss the family so they can head back to that fellowship area there. And I'd encourage you, just stop by, stay a little bit, and encourage the family, share some memories that you have. But let's close our time now in prayer. Heavenly Father, God, as we remember Rob's life, so many memories just flood our minds, our hearts. And God, we continue to grieve. But God, we remember a man who fought the battle, who fought the good fight. God, one who was willing to take up the armor of God. So God, we thank you for his life, his example. God, even for his mistakes. God, we remember him. And God, we have to think of you. Thank you for that. Lord, I pray that you would just extend blessing on this family and his many friends here. Lord, as we continue to just remember and celebrate, I pray that your comfort would be present. And God, even the laughter, God, would be a sweet memory of Rob and his life. So we thank you, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to dismiss you, family, now.